Imagine stepping out your door, and instead of finding the ground, you find water. It's not a flood. It's not a puddle. It's where the ground should be, but it's water. You're puzzled, scared, maybe even a bit intrigued. Your map says land here, but your eyes see an ocean. This, in a way, is a lot like life. We expect one thing based on the plans we've made, the dreams we've dreamt, but then life hands us an ocean where there should be land. It doesn't make sense. Yet, it's precisely in these bewildering moments that we're invited to trust God deeply, even when every part of our journey seems to be mapped out wrong. So today we will learn about trusting God no matter the bad condition you are. For He is the only one who can redeem us totally, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Throughout the Bible, we find countless instances where individuals and entire nations found their expected paths submerged under the waters of uncertainty, trials, and divine redirection. Consider Abraham, called to leave his country and his people for a land he did not know. Genesis 12 verse 1. Abraham's journey was not merely a physical relocation, but a step into the unknown, a testament to walking by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. His obedience to God's call, without a clear map or a detailed plan, illustrates a profound trust in God's promises and provisions. Similarly, when the Israelites stood at the edge of the Red Sea, with Pharaoh's army closing in, they faced the ultimate impasse. Before them was an insurmountable body of water, and behind them, an approaching threat of recapture and death. Exodus 14. It was at this moment of utter helplessness and confusion that God parted the waters, providing a path where none seemed possible. This miraculous event serves as a powerful reminder that when God leads us to, or through, the water, He intends to make a way for us, even when it appears there is none. Isaiah 43 verse 16. Another poignant example is found in the story of Peter walking on water, Matthew 14 verses 22 to 33. When Peter saw Jesus walking on the sea, he stepped out of the boat, walking on the water towards him. However, when Peter took his eyes off Jesus and focused on the wind and waves, he began to sink. This account vividly depicts how focusing on our circumstances, rather than on Christ, can cause us to falter in our faith. Yet, it also shows that when we cry out to Jesus, as Peter did, He is faithful to immediately reach out His hand and catch us. In each of these instances, the initial situation seemed utterly contrary to logic and human expectations. Abraham's journey, the Israelites' escape through the Red Sea, and Peter's momentary walk on water each represent a moment where the map of life showed land, but reality presented an ocean. These stories encourage us that when we encounter life's unexpected oceans, we are to trust not in our plans or perceptions, but in God's unchanging character and His sovereign control over our lives. Thus, when life's journey diverges from the map we've charted, leaving us staring at an ocean where there should have been solid ground, let us remember these biblical precedents of faith. It's an opportunity to deepen our trust in God, recognizing that He is with us in the uncertainty, capable of parting seas, leading us through on dry ground, and even empowering us to walk on water. It is in these moments, when our maps fail us, that our faith is both tested and strengthened. As we learn to rely not on our understanding but on the guidance and provision of the Lord, Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6. The foundation of trust is indeed a powerful cornerstone upon which the entirety of our relationship with God is built. It is a multifaceted principle, enveloping belief in His promises, reliance on His unchanging character, and a serene rest in His overarching sovereignty, even and especially when our life's puzzle appears jumbled, with pieces that seem to belong to different puzzles entirely. The wisdom of Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 does not offer mere poetic counsel but delineates a radical lifestyle choice, urging us to place our trust in the Lord wholeheartedly and to forsake reliance on our finite understanding. This divine directive encourages us to surrender every aspect of our existence to God's providential care, with the assurance that He will straighten our paths. This trust is not a passive resignation, but an active engagement with God's promises, character, and sovereignty. It's acknowledging that while our perspective is limited to the puzzle pieces in our hands, God sees the entire picture on the box. It's a trust that acknowledges, even when the job that provides our livelihood is threatened, when our health is precarious and shrouded in uncertainty, or when our most cherished relationships are fraught with turmoil, that there is a steadier hand at work in our lives. When we speak of trusting in God's promises, we lean on the countless assurances woven throughout Scripture that He will never leave us nor forsake us, Deuteronomy 31 verse 6, that His plans for us are plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us hope and a future, Jeremiah 29 verse 11. These promises are not mere words. They are the very fabric of our hope and the foundation of our faith. Relying on God's character means understanding that He is immutable, unchanging in His goodness, mercy, and love. It means knowing that when everything else in our lives is in flux, God remains constant. His character is our bedrock, a foundation unshaken by the tremors of life's uncertainties. Resting in His sovereignty is perhaps the most profound aspect of trust. It's an acknowledgement of God's ultimate control over the universe He has created, including the minute details of our lives. It's a recognition that our understanding is limited, that His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts, Isaiah 55 verse 9. This rest isn't a mere cessation of effort, but a peaceful assurance that comes from knowing that God is orchestrating all things for our good and His glory, Romans 8 verse 28. To trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding is to navigate life's storms with a peace that surpasses all understanding, Philippians 4 verse 7. It's to walk through fire without being burned, to face lions without being devoured, and to confront giants with a sling and a stone. It's to face the red seas of our lives with a staff raised high, not because we are certain of what will happen when we strike the water, but because we are certain of the One who told us to strike. Thus, the foundation of trust is not built on the absence of trouble, but on the presence of God. It is knowing that when the ground beneath our feet gives way, there is One whose hands have carved out the depths of the earth and who holds us securely. In this trust, there is freedom, freedom to live boldly, to love fiercely, and to walk confidently into the unknown, following the One who knows the way because He is the way, John 14 verse 6. The narrative of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego facing the fiery furnace in Daniel 3 encapsulates the essence of unwavering faith amidst trials. Confronted with the choice of bowing down to King Nebuchadnezzar's golden image or facing death in the furnace, these three men exemplified extraordinary trust in God. Their unwavering trust was not predicated on the certainty of a favorable outcome. Despite knowing God's ability to deliver them from the flames, they boldly declared, "If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and He will deliver us from Your Majesty's hand. But even if He does not, we want you to know, Your Majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up," Daniel 3 verses 17 to 18. This declaration underscores a profound understanding of God's sovereignty and character. Their trust was firmly anchored in the belief that God was capable of deliverance, yet they were willing to accept His will, even if it meant facing death. Their trust transcended the outcome, finding its foundation in the unchanging nature of God. In the furnace of adversity, they demonstrated that trusting God requires unwavering obedience and allegiance, regardless of the circumstances. Their steadfastness serves as a timeless reminder that true faith perseveres in the face of adversity, knowing that God is ever present, even in the midst of the fiery trials of life. Their example challenges us to examine the depth of our own trust in God. Are we willing to stand firm in our faith, even when faced with seemingly insurmountable challenges? Can we trust in God's character and sovereignty, even when the outcome is uncertain? Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, may we find the courage to trust God wholeheartedly, even in the fiery furnaces of life, knowing that He is with us and that His purposes will prevail. Life often resembles a jigsaw puzzle scattered before us in a thousand disjointed pieces, devoid of the luxury of revealing the picture on the box. It's a situation that can be frustrating, bewildering, and at times, heart-wrenching. Yet, amidst this chaos, there exists a profound beauty in the process when we choose to trust the puzzle maker. The puzzle maker, our Creator, our sovereign God, possesses an intimate understanding of how each piece fits together. He comprehends the intricate design and the masterpiece they collectively form. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 serves as a beacon of assurance in this tumultuous journey. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Trusting God entails relinquishing control and surrendering the pieces of our lives into His capable hands, even when the bigger picture eludes us. It's an act of faith that transcends our limited understanding and places unwavering confidence in God's wisdom and providence. Just as a puzzle requires patience and trust in the puzzle maker's design, so too does life demand a steadfast reliance on God's guidance and purpose. Though we may struggle to discern the intricacies of His plan, we can take solace in the knowledge that He is working all things together for our good. Romans 8 verse 28. Trusting God means embracing uncertainty with hope, knowing that He is faithful to fulfill His promises and lead us into a future filled with His blessings. It means allowing Him to piece together the fragments of our lives, confident that His design far surpasses anything we could envision on our own. So, even when the pieces of life seem scattered and chaotic, let us entrust them into the hands of the puzzle maker, trusting in His unfailing love and wisdom. For He alone holds the power to transform our fragmented existence into a beautiful masterpiece that reflects His glory and grace.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.